There's an additional scroll from the Dead Sea Scrolls library that is, it may turn out to be one of the most amazing scrolls of any found, even exceeding the library. This one happened to be found a little bit different way. This scroll is called the Angel Scroll. Interestingly enough, this information first came to light right before the millennium. It was in October 11th, 1999, page 40 of a document called Jerusalem Report. Now, I've contacted these people about this scroll, and they were very kind in working with me to a degree. They sent me a translation of some of this, and I'm going to share some of it with you here today. Let me talk a little about what the scroll is first. This scroll was not discovered in the 11 caves where all the other scrolls were back between 1946 and 59. This scroll was found by Bedouin herders in the mid-1970s. It's written on parchment about 6 feet long and about 1,000 lines in length. This is a very significant scroll. 6 feet of parchment, 1,000 lines. It's recorded in the languages of Aramaic and Biblical Hebrew, and here's the interesting part. It was found in Qumran, however, it was found on the Jordanian side of the Dead Sea. It was not found on the Israeli side of the Dead Sea. The story I'm going to share with you, it sounds like it would be a great movie. It's a true story. This scroll was very similar to the other Qumran scrolls in some respects. It was different in one respect, in that it was written in the first hand as if it were written by the hand of Jesus. And they believe this may be a scroll that Jesus actually recorded and documented. The Benedictine monks in a monastery in Austria believe that this scroll is so valuable, they found a way to borrow it from the Bedouin herders and the authorities and whisked it away for safekeeping into a monastery in Austria where it resides in this very moment, to the best of my knowledge. That's where it is, for safekeeping. And they are so concerned because it's the only one that's ever been written as if it were written in the hand of Jesus himself in Aramaic. Well, what's interesting about this scroll is it begins to talk about what we now recognize as the quantum hologram, the field of information, and what it means to life. And it begins by talking about the beginning of life, when the seed of a man and a woman come together. It says it's not the beginning of the life, that there's already something there. The seed that is joined from the two seeds, from the man and the woman, is not like a clean slate. It says we've already got information that we are bringing into this world. It's not that we come in as a blank slate. It is written inside, it is written outside, and has in it knowledge and understanding from before its creation and before its creation in the womb. This is a very powerful scroll. It's written inside and outside, and it has both knowledge. Knowledge is simply information. Understanding is what that information means in our lives. It has both knowledge and understanding from before its creation, first of all, and from before its creation in the womb. And then it goes on to say, the beginning of a child is not in the birth or in its conception, nor is its end in death. And then it goes on from there. This is in probably a 2,200 to 2,500-year-old scroll. And I believe they're talking about the information of our blueprint, the researchers are now calling the quantum hologram. Well, the key to understanding our quantum hologram is that it reflects what we've become in our lives.
So what do Isaiah's instructions mean to us? How can we implement what he said to us? How do we carry out his instructions in our lives if we'd like to do that? In a book, very interesting book, by a gentleman named Robert Bossier, entitled Meditations with the Hopi, by examining modern-day prayers and meditations of indigenous peoples of the American Desert Southwest, Robert Bossier finds what may be a clue to Isaiah's instructions and the way that the vision of peace is implemented in our lives. And I'll just share one sentence from the book Meditations with the Hopi and part of the Hopi prophecy that will lead us into the next section where we actually explore how we implement this internal technology into our lives. What Bossier says in his book, Meditation with the Hopis, is that when prayer and meditation are used rather than relying on new inventions to create more imbalance in our world, it's then that humanity will find the true path. When we choose to go within and use the technology that lives within every human that's ever walked the earth, what he's saying is that it's from that inner place of knowing and the power that lives within every one of us that we find the true path that allows us to implement the kinds of instructions that Isaiah has left for us. So now we have to ask, could there be a forgotten technique? Is there something in our past that may have been lost, perhaps edited in those lost biblical books that were taken during the 4th century? A way of us communicating from within our bodies to the forces of nature around us that allows us to implement Isaiah's vision of peace, to bring about the kind of healing that allows the deaf to hear, the blind to see, and that dissolves the veil that covers all nations in our lives today. I invite you to join me in the next section as we explore these possibilities through the language of the lost modality of prayer.